友们，大家好，今天是5月23号，星期六，欢迎收看《美国观察》。美国国务卿蓬佩奥星期五发表声明，谴责北京推动香港版国安法。蓬佩奥说，这项决定绕过香港已牢固确立的立法程序，无视香港人民的意愿，使得中英联合声明中对香港高度自治的承诺消亡殆尽。蓬佩奥说，美国强烈要求北京重新考虑这项灾难性的提案，同时遵守其国际义务，尊重香港的高度自治、民主机制和公民自由，这些都是按照美国法律维持其特殊地位的关键。蓬佩奥表示，任何决定若侵犯受中英联合声明和基本法保障的香港自治和自由，都不可避免地影响美国对一国两制和该领土地位的评断。蓬佩奥在声明最后表示，我们与香港人民站在一起。星期五开始的中国人大推出香港版的国安法，引起了美国国会两党议员的强烈反弹。两党参议员也推出提案，将对破坏香港自治的中国官员进行制裁。我们来看美国之音国会记者李一华的报道。
在北京传出将推动香港版国家安全法的消息几个小时后，民主党参议员范和伦和共和党参议员图米星期四发表联合声明称，他们将推出法案制裁任何侵蚀香港自治的中国官员和实体。根据议员的声明称，法案将对违反中国在中英联合声明及基本法中对香港的承诺和义务的有关实体和个人实施强制性的制裁。法案还将对与上述违反基本法的实体有业务往来的银行实施强制性的二级制裁。北京的这项决定被视为是迄今为止在削弱香港自治权方面最大胆的举措，也意味着如果法律正式生效，具有全球金融中心地位的香港将完全囊括于中国共产党的掌控之中。曾经在去年香港爆发反送中示威抗议期间到访香港的共和党参议员斯科特在接受美国之音采访时强调，他对于目前香港的情势相当的担忧。我们来听听斯科特参议员怎么说。
I'm really concerned about all the citizens of Hong Kong. Communist China, let's remember, it's Communist China run by the Communist Party of China, wants to take their basic rights away. Rights that were granted them when it was turned over from Great Britain. And so I'm very concerned. I think we, worldwide, all of us have to stand up for freedom and democracy. They're really right now the basic rights of Hong Kong citizens. It's a basic right that was granted. And the General Secretary of the Communist Party, she is trying to take away the basic rights of Hong Kong citizens, and it's wrong.Absolutely. But the worldwide, we've got to start standing up to Communist China. They're going to do it here, and then they're going to try to do it in Taiwan. I mean, they want to dominate the world. They want to take away basic rights from people all over the world.
众议院议长佩洛西也在推特上发声谴责北京的这项决定。佩洛西在他的推特上说，北京要再次试图终止香港的一国两制框架，这一宣布令人深感震惊，企图绕过香港立法会，表明北京完全不尊重法治。另外一位曾经在去年香港爆发示威抗议期间到访香港的共和党参议员霍利也在星期四迅速推出决议案，严厉谴责北京要在香港推动国家安全法的决定。霍利议员说，如果北京政府要继续这么做，那么美国也要做好准备，做出强有力的回应，包括重新考虑他们的贸易地位。以上是美国之音记者李一华在国会山的采访报道。
中国推出的香港版国安法也遭到了许多香港居民的反对，他们认为这是对一国两制的破坏。来看报道。
拟议法案于星期五在中国人大开幕当天提交，该法案的目的是禁止分裂主义和颠覆活动以及外国干涉和恐怖主义。在此之前，香港去年发生了几个月的民主示威，期间不时导致警察与抗议者之间的暴力冲突。
Media a shock to Hong Kong people, especially you know it's already almost one year after thepolitical crisis last year, and it implies that one country, two system, it really collapsed in Hong Kong.
咁香港尤其是過往一年咧，都係見到有好多嘅動盪啦，同埋有好多嘅事件出現啦。咁國安法其實都係可以防止香港就有一啲人去搞即係一啲獨立啊，或者係搞一啲分裂嘅行為嘅。
As a Hong Konger, I'm quite upset for CCP for what they have done, and their for what they are going to implement from this conference. And I guess most of us are quite frustrated too.
覺得好荒謬咯，即係本身講咗話一國兩制嗰啲，但係而家國安法基本上佢入邊嘅內容，基本上係同要將香港變成一國一制係冇分別咯。
他們的批評得到了香港民主派立法會議員的支持。这项法案是多年来中国人大议程上最有争议的内容之一，引发了美国政府和人权组织的强烈谴责。尽管如此，北京似乎在去年香港的抗议活动后失去了耐心，并决心对香港进行更多的控制，并限制反对派活动。在2003年，曾有过要在香港立法会通过这类法案的努力，但是在发生大规模街头抗议后被搁置。这一次，北京决定利用批评人士所说的基本法中模糊的法律依据来规避香港立法会。基本法一直是自1997年香港从英国殖民统治下移交中国以来，香港的根本大法。美国之音电视报道。
在最新发布的对华战略报告中，白宫承认过去几十年的对华政策失败，并且表示将采取全面施压的方式遏制中国的扩张。美国国务院发言人奥特加斯最近就此接受了美国之音常驻国务院记者张荣香的专访，来看报道。
这份长达20页的名为《美国对中华人民共和国的战略方针》的报告说，过去几十年里，美国支持将中国带入国际舞台，寄希望中国能够融入国际秩序，但是中国没有向自由民主的方向发展，而是变得更加专制。中国共产党政府在全球更加强势地宣传其政治思想。报告表达了对中国的极度失望，并对中国的经济政策、军事发展、虚假信息散布活动和侵犯人权行为等许多领域的政策提出全面的批评。
Unfortunately, what we have seen time and time again is the theft of intellectual property from companies and from the United States government. We've continued to see the Chinese, despite worldwide condemnations, militarize the South China Sea. We've seen them repeatedly not live up to their commitments.
白宫的报告说，中国还企图按照对自己有利的方向改变国际体系。报告说，特朗普政府发现与北京保持接触除了象征性和装饰性之外没有任何价值，美国将公开增加对中国的压力。
So we had a very dovish, very passive approach towards China in the last administration. This administration believes that although we tried for 40 years in this country to bring China into the international order, Chairman Xi and the Chinese Communist Party have rejected that international order. So as much as we hope to find areas in which we can work together, we are cognizant that the Chinese Communist Party and Chairman Xi only respond to strength. And we have the strength in the United States to stand up to China when they're breaking their commitments to the world, and we will do so.
白宫的对华战略报告表示，特朗普政府愿意容忍双边关系中更大的摩擦，以保护美国的利益，特别是美国的安全和经济利益。报告指，竞争不一定导致对抗和冲突。报告最后表示，美国还希望加强与东盟、日本、印度、澳大利亚、韩国和台湾这些亚太盟友的合作。奥特加斯说，虽然美方与中国共产党政府有分歧，但是非常尊重中国人民，尊重他们的历史文化和传统。
We know that the heroes of the COVID-19 crisis are Chinese doctors, are Chinese journalists, are people who blew the whistle early on to tell the world, you know what, this virus is worse than you think, this is dangerous. And so we always want the Chinese people to know that we are supportive of them, that we believe that they, fundamentally have a right to enjoy all the freedoms that Americans enjoy. You know, there's no difference between an American and between someone who lives in China. We're all human beings.
美国之音新闻报道。
统蔡英文的第二任期获得了美国特朗普政府多位高官的支持和祝贺。观察人士表示说，华盛顿这样做是为了向北京发出一个信号，那就是美国和台湾的关系不受中国的支配。
在蔡英文的就职演说前，美国国务卿蓬佩奥已预先发表声明表示祝贺，声明说蔡英文以巨大差距赢得连任，显示他赢得人民的尊敬、钦佩和信任，他带领台湾蓬勃民主的勇气和视野是对地区和世界的启发。星期三庆祝蔡英文、赖清德就职仪式播放了来自各方的祝贺视频，美国国务院亚太驻青史达伟、白宫副国安顾问国民也在预录视频中向蔡英文和台湾人民表示祝贺。史达伟说，台湾的民主已证明是印太地区和世界的模范，台湾在新冠疫情中提出的早期警示已让世界欠台湾一份情，美国会持续倡议让台湾的声音能在国际组织中被听见。国民则是全程以中文发表了将近三分钟的贺词，除了对蔡英文表达祝贺，他也表示美国会通过与台湾合作来体现双方的共同利益和价值观。三位特朗普高官对蔡英文的高调祝贺引来中国政府强烈谴责，北京当局称台湾是其一部分，美方的做法是在干涉中国内政，中方将对美方采取必要的应对措施。不过分析人士说，在中国对台湾不停歇的施压下，华盛顿必须让他对台湾的支持更显而易见，同时也借此告诉北京，美国与台湾的关系不受北京控制。全球台湾研究中心执行主任萧良奇告诉美国之音，北京的强烈反应原来就在预期中，但尽管如此，美国依然发出支持台湾的强烈政治信号，这个信号也是要告诉北京，虽然美国仍然遵守他的一个中国政策，但华盛顿不会允许北京支配他如何与一个民主盟友，也是美国重要安全伙伴的关系。美国普林斯顿大学政治学与国际关系教授范亚伦也认为，台湾在新冠疫情中的表现已经改变许多国家对台湾的看法，未来不仅是美台关系会继续增强，可能支持台湾的国家还会更多。
I think the key question is perhaps not so much about the U.S.-Taiwan relationship, but the extent to which what's happened will increase sympathy and support for Taiwan among other countries, including some countries in Europe that might have previously distanced themselves from Taiwan for fear of offending the PRC. So I think in the end, this is the outcome of all this is going to strengthen Taiwan's position. There are limits.Chinese can still effectively block Taiwan's entry into the WHO, but Taiwan comes out looking very good, and the mainland does not.
前美国副总统千尼的副国家安全顾问叶望辉说，特朗普政府三位高官对蔡英文的祝贺主要是恭喜台湾的选民，但非常重要的也是希望中国的所有公民能够看到美国对民主的尊重。对于蔡英文第二任开始，两岸之间是否能够对话，叶望辉说，这并非蔡英文自己可以决定。
那蔡总统他第二个任期开始，很多人会感觉到，这个两岸关系会走什么方向，他能不能跟北京有对话？但是这个不是他一个人能够选择，就是对方要选择，所以。北京我觉得这次的反应就表示说他们好像没有准备好跟自由民主的社会和平共处。
在新冠疫情下，台湾政府没有从国外邀请宾客参加这次就职仪式，许多国际政要都以预录视频表达祝贺。蔡英文在就职演说中重申以和平、对等、民主对话的原则来对待中国的立场，并强调台湾不会接受北京当局以一国两制来矮化台湾及破坏台海现状。 他说，两岸关系正处于历史转折点，双方都有责任谋求长远相处之道，以避免对立与分歧扩大。美国之音记者钟晨芳、钟瑞哲的报道。
美国总统特朗普星期四前往密西根州，这是他本月第三次访问一个竞选战场州，他希望在11月大选前争取选民对他的支持。
特朗普总统在密西根州参观已经改为生产呼吸机的福特汽车厂时，强调了他重新开放经济的信息。
The beating heart of the American auto industry is back open for business. That started right away, didn't it? Starts right now.
这次行程的另一个目标是增加这一竞选战场州选民的支持。特朗普在2016年以微弱多数赢得了密西根州。不过，这个目标充满争议，因为特朗普最近和这个人发生了冲突。他就是民主党籍州长格雷琴·惠特莫。特朗普曾显示出他对民众抗议惠特莫州长的居家令表示支持。特朗普的密西根之行还因最近该州两座大坝溃堤引发洪水而被分散了注意力。
This was ill-timed. Maybe for Trump supporters, there is no ill-timed visit, but I don't think it will help Trump with any of the independent voters, or the in-between voters that he needs to support him if he's going to win re-election.
特朗普本月还前往了另外两个战场州，即亚利桑那和宾夕法尼亚，也是着眼于连任竞选。
N1H1, who says that? Sleepy Joe Biden.Remember, you said the N1H1. I said, isn't it the other way around? God bless the USA.
这些针对新冠疫情的活动伴随的是特朗普集会的配乐，而竞选集会自三月以来已经暂停。他的支持率没有得到这些集会的帮助，而是保持在疫情之前的40%。
The people who like the job he was doing before think he's doing a great job with COVID-19, and the people who disliked what he was doing before.Think he's done a horrible job with COVID-19. Evaluations of the president's performance on the pandemic are viewed through pre-existing lenses that have been baked in about this president ever since he took office.
特朗普访问中的另一个话题是他一直不戴口罩。
Well, I did wear. I had one on before. I wore one in this back area, but I didn't want to give the press the pleasure of seeing it.
美国之音维达库斯瓦拉华盛顿报道。
加州是全美新冠疫情最为严重的州之一，不过目前疫情已经处在消减阶段，卫生官员已经同意重新开放经济。
上个星期整个加州的新增病例比前一个星期有所下降，从原来的13000多下降到12229。由于测试大量增加，这样的减退很有指标意义。全加州的住院率也比六星期前的高峰期减少了15%。与此同时，户外活动和商业活动都明显增加。过去这个周末，记者看到通往洛杉矶以东风景区大熊湖的交通很是繁忙，出入景区的道路车水马龙，完全感受不到抗疫期间的冷清。在景区游人不少，也并非所有人都佩戴口罩。同样在周末，洛杉矶公共卫生官员检查了1600家开店营业的商店，发现有1000家出现违反新冠病毒相关规定的现象。但是本星期早些时候，洛杉矶县卫生官员芭芭拉·费拉尔博士仍然宣布允许开放零售店，以及给低风险零售店供货的生产商和物流商。此外，所有公共网球场、射击场、马场和自行车公园等都可以开放，但是篮球场和排球场继续关闭。与此同时，洛杉矶市长加塞提也宣布允许洗车行和宠物美容店等在遵守县政府规定的情况下营业，不过顾客不得进入商店。此外，加州和地区的纾困行动继续增加，洛杉矶县给部分无行政管辖的社区居民发放每月$1000的房租补贴，维持3个月。加州州政府则为领不到联邦补助的无证移民提供$1.25亿的纾困计划，每人$500，一个家庭$1000。这个举动获得这个群体的热烈反响，他们表示可以用来支付电话账单和电气费等基本开销。据称，这笔钱有$7500万来自州政府，$5000万来自私人捐赠。以上是美国之音记者宇宙从洛杉矶 为你所做的报道。
养老院的老人们是新冠疫情里最脆弱的群体之一。陈佳敏在纽约的一所养老院里工作，他向美国之音记者们讲述了在这个特殊时期纽约养老院里华裔老人们的日常生活。
陈佳敏是一名言语治疗师，他在纽约的一家养老院帮助老人患者改善讲话和吞咽功能。在他工作的养老院中，大多是80岁以上的老人住户，他们生活无法自理，有的患有阿尔兹海默症，有的中风。自3月12日起，为抑制疫情的扩散，纽约州禁止访客进入养老院。陈佳敏说，疫情之前，老人们在很多的公共空间的集体活动，比如唱卡拉 OK、做美甲等等，现在只能待在自己的房间里面活动。
For Chinese patients, they bring the Chinese newspaper. They do fun things like coloring, the beads, card games.
没有访客也让不少老人失去了期盼。
A lot of the Chinese patients don't like to eat the food in the nursing home.So like their family will bring in congee, Chinese bakery buns in. Well, now you can't get that anymore. The bakery is closed and the family's not coming in. And then they have a lot of questions to ask too because they don't know what's going on. Can I go home yet? Where's my son?
陈佳敏说，他可以感受到老人情绪的变化，尤其是华裔老人，亲人们无法探视，加重了孤独感。
Most of the staff don't speak Chinese.So the only time that they see a Chinese, you know, other person is me or some of the other Chinese staff. And you could see it when you say to them, Papa, 早晨啊, all of a sudden, oh, their eyes light up.
陈佳敏说，在这个非常时期，和家人通话有益老人的身心健康。
I had a patient, he didn't look too good. He wasn't really responding. They put his son on FaceTime the other day. The next time I saw him, he was awake.
养老院在此次疫情中受到了很大的影响。根据纽约州卫生署的数据，截至5月20日，在纽约的养老院或长期护理机构内，死于或疑似死于新冠病毒感染的人数超过5800例。这也给陈佳敏的工作带来了很多压力，高强度的每一天让他身心疲惫。
There's such a shortage of staff. Like if I were to take off, they can't find somebody to cover me.
每当回到家，房间门口总会有母亲做好的营养晚餐在等着他。
I get room service now. My mom says I work hard all day, so a lot of soup.
为了让父母安心，陈佳敏对消毒程序格外小心，并在房间里自我隔离。如果他必须去家里的其他区域，他会戴上 N95 口罩。
My mom and dad are in their 60s. I'm not taking the chance. I chose this career path. All they did was support me in my career path. I don't want to, if I get sick because of my job, it's because it was my choice. But I would feel horrible if something happened to them because I brought something home.
美国之音记者九岛，纽约报道。
会的明星和演员基金会的董事，该基金会自从新冠疫情爆发以来，已经分发了数百万美元。布莱恩还亲自上阵，用歌声向一线的抗疫人员们表达自己的感谢。来看报道。
I'm a nurse from Alabama, an ER nurse who came up here to travel. I'm here for 13 weeks. I work at Metropolitan in East Harlem. For every night at 7 o'clock.All the cheers go up for everybody on the front lines, and a gentleman comes out here to the balcony and he sings, and he's got the most beautiful voice.
Go,
but I've been out here about 5 nights.
I've come out about at least a dozen times, if not more.
Hi, I'm Brian Stokes Mitchell. We are here on the Upper West Side of Manhattan. The idea to start singing on the balcony was kind of spontaneous. I had been suffering with COVID for a couple of weeks, and it actually had moved into my lungs. And one of the things that I did to exercise my lungs was to sing. And it got to the point finally where I could sing without coughing. And that was the night that I actually, when I was at the window, because I went there every night anyway to applaud all of the healthcare workers and the essential workers here. And I thought, you know what, I'm going to sing a song this time. So I broke out into The Impossible Dream, and that's kind of how it started. The Impossible Dream is a bit of a signature song for me because I played Don Quixote on Broadway. It started to attract a crowd down on the street now. I'm not there to sing for them. I'm there singing in thanks to all the essential workers, the bus drivers, the MTA workers, the ambulance drivers, the NYPD, the fire department.
I live right upstairs and have been listening to Brian Stokes Mitchell for the last couple of weeks. It's been very inspirational, and the crowds out here, sort of meaningful that he himself had gone through that and was really giving back to the community.
People feel just a little bit better for that 1 or 2 minutes and just inspired, like, you know, we're going to get through this.
But I want to say thank you to all of you for showing up. Thank you to the NYPD and to the officers, to our fire department, to our MTA, to the delivery people, to all of the people, the EMS workers that are keeping New York City going. And I hope that everybody continues to clap and cheer for everybody that's working so hard right now at 7 o'clock every night. Thank you, everybody. Stay safe. Keep loving one another.
And the world will be better for this. That one man scorned and covered with scars still strove with his last ounce of courage to reach the unreachable. And I'll do a big note for everybody standing here. Stars! Thank you all. Thank you all. You are so welcome. Thank you for listening.
好的，以上就是今天节目的全部内容，感谢您的收看。肯尼迪中心目前处于关闭的状态，不过国家交响乐团和国家歌剧院还在进行线上的表演。节目的最后，我们一起去看看他们精彩的演出。今天是5月23号星期六，欢迎收看美国观察。美国国务卿蓬佩奥星期五发表声明，谴责北京推动香港版国安法。蓬佩奥说，这项决定绕过香港已牢固确立的立法程序，无视香港人民的意愿，使得中英联合声明中对香港高度自治的承诺消亡殆尽。蓬佩奥说，美国强烈要求北京重新考虑这项灾难性的提案，同时遵守其国际义务，尊重香港的高度自治、民主机制和公民自由。 这些都是按照美国法律维持其特殊地位的关键。蓬佩奥表示，任何决定若侵犯受中英联合声明和基本法保障的香港自治和自由，都不可避免地影响美国对一国两制和该领土地位的评断。蓬佩奥在声明最后表示，我们与香港人民站在一起。星期五开始的中国人大推出香港版的国安法，引起了美国国会两党议员的强烈反弹。两党参议员也推出提案，将对破坏香港自治的中国官员进行制裁。我们来看美国之音国会记者李怡华的报道。
在北京传出将推动香港版国家安全法的消息几个小时后，民主党参议员范和伦和共和党参议员图米星期四发表联合声明称，他们将推出法案制裁任何侵蚀香港自治的中国官员和实体。根据议员的声明称，法案将对违反中国在中英联合声明及基本法中对香港的承诺和义务的有关实体和个人实施强制性的制裁。法案还将对与上述违反基本法的实体有业务往来的银行实施强制性的二级制裁。北京的这项决定被视为是迄今为止在削弱香港自治权方面最大胆的举措，也意味着如果法律正式生效，具有全球金融中心地位的香港将完全囊括于中国共产党的掌控之中。曾经在去年香港爆发反送中示威抗议期间到访香港的共和党参议员斯科特在接受美国之音采访时强调，他对于目前香港的情势相当的担忧。我们来听听斯科特参议员怎么说。
I'm really concerned about all the citizens of Hong Kong. Communist China, let's remember it's Communist China run by the Communist Party of China, wants to take their basic rights away. Rights that were granted them when it was turned over from Great Britain. And so I'm very concerned. I think we ever worldwide, all of us have to stand up for freedom and democracy. But really right now, the basic rights of Hong Kong citizens, it's a basic right that was granted. And the General Secretary of the Communist Party, she is trying to take away the basic rights of Hong Kong citizens, and that's wrong. Absolutely. But the worldwide, we've got to start standing up to Communist China. They're going to do it here, and then they're going to try to do it in Taiwan. I mean, they want to dominate the world. They want to take away basic rights from people all over the world.
众议院议长佩洛西也在推特上发声谴责北京的这项决定。佩洛西在他的推特上说，北京要再次试图终止香港的一国两制框架，这一宣布令人深感震惊，企图绕过香港立法会，表明北京完全不尊重法治。另外一位曾经在去年香港爆发示威抗议期间到访香港的共和党参议员霍利也在星期四迅速推出决议案，严厉谴责北京要在香港推动国家安全法的决定。霍利议员说，如果北京政府要继续这么做，那么美国也要做好准备，做出强有力的回应，包括重新考虑他们的贸易地位。以上是美国之音记者李一华在国会山的采访报道。
中国推出的香港版国安法也遭到了许多香港居民的反对，他们认为这是对一国两制的破坏。来看报道。
拟议法案于星期五在中国人大开幕当天提交，该法案的目的是禁止分裂主义和颠覆活动以及外国干涉和恐怖主义。在此之前，香港去年发生了几个月的民主示威，期间不时导致警察与抗议者之间的暴力冲突。
Media a shock to Hong Kong people, especially it's already almost one year after thepolitical crisis last year, and it implies that one country, two system, it really collapsed in Hong Kong.
咁香港尤其是過往一年咧，都係見到有好多嘅動盪啦，同埋有好多嘅事件出現啦。咁國安法其實都係可以防止香港就有一啲人去搞即係啲獨立啊，或者係搞一啲分裂嘅行為嘅。
As a Hong Konger, I'm quite upset for CCP for what they have done and for what they are going to implement from this conference. And I guess most of us are quite frustrated too.
覺得好荒謬咯，即係本身講咗話一國兩制嗰啲，但係而家國安法基本上佢入邊嘅內容基本上係同要將香港變成一國一制係冇分別。
他們的批評得到了香港民主派立法會議員的支持。 这项法案是多年来中国人大议程上最有争议的内容之一，引发了美国政府和人权组织的强烈谴责。尽管如此，北京似乎在去年香港的抗议活动后失去了耐心，并决心对香港进行更多的控制，并限制反对派活动。在2003年，曾有过要在香港立法会通过这类法案的努力，但是在发生大规模街头抗议后被搁置。这一次，北京决定利用批评人士所说的基本法中模糊的法律依据来规避香港立法会。基本法一直是自1997年香港从英国殖民统治下移交中国以来，香港的根本大法。美国之音电视报道。
在最新发布的对华战略报告中，白宫承认过去几十年的对华政策失败，并且表示将采取全面施压的方式遏制中国的扩张。美国国务院发言人奥特加斯最近就此接受了美国之音常驻国务院记者张荣香的专访，来看报道。
这份长达20页的名为《美国对中华人民共和国的战略方针》的报告说，过去几十年里，美国支持将中国带入国际舞台，寄希望中国能够融入国际秩序，但是中国没有向自由民主的方向发展，而是变得更加专制。中国共产党政府在全球更加强势地宣传其政治思想。报告表达了对中国的极度失望，并对中国的经济政策、军事发展、虚假信息散布活动和侵犯人权行为等许多领域的政策提出全面的批评。
Unfortunately, what we have seen time and time again is the theft of intellectual property from companies and from the United States government. We've continued to see the Chinese, despite worldwide condemnations, militarize the South China Sea. We've seen them repeatedly not live up to their commitments.
白宫的报告说，中国还企图按照对自己有利的方向改变国际体系。报告说，特朗普政府发现与北京保持接触除了象征性和装饰性之外没有任何价值，美国将公开增加对中国的压力。
So we had a very dovish, very passive approach towards China in the last administration. This administration believes that although we tried for 40 years in this country to bring China into the international order, Chairman Xi and the Chinese Communist Party have rejected that international order. So as much as we hope to find areas in which we can work together, we are cognizant that the Chinese Communist Party and Chairman Xi only respond to strength. And we have the strength in the United States to stand up to China when they're breaking their commitments to the world, and we will do so.
白宫的对华战略报告表示，特朗普政府愿意容忍双边关系中更大的摩擦，以保护美国的利益，特别是美国的安全和经济利益。报告指，竞争不一定导致对抗和冲突。报告最后表示，美国还希望加强与东盟、日本、印度、澳大利亚、韩国和台湾这些亚太盟友的合作。奥特加斯说，虽然美方与中国共产党政府有分歧，但是非常尊重中国人民，尊重他们的历史文化和传统。
We know that the heroes of the COVID-19 crisis are Chinese doctors, are Chinese journalists, are people who blew the whistle early on to tell the world, you know what, this virus is worse than you think, this is dangerous. And so we always want the Chinese people to know that we are supportive of them, that we believe that they, fundamentally have a right to enjoy all the freedoms that Americans enjoy. You know, there's no difference between an American and between someone who lives in China. We're all human beings.
美国之音新闻报道。
统蔡英文的第二任期获得了美国特朗普政府多位高官的支持和祝贺。观察人士表示说，华盛顿这样做是为了向北京发出一个信号，那就是美国和台湾的关系不受中国的支配。
在蔡英文的就职演说前，美国国务卿蓬佩奥已预先发表声明表示祝贺，声明说蔡英文以巨大差距赢得连任，显示他赢得人民的尊敬、钦佩和信任，他带领台湾蓬勃民主的勇气和视野是对地区和世界的启发。星期三庆祝蔡英文、赖清德就职仪式播放了来自各方的祝贺视频，美国国务院亚太驻青史达伟、白宫副国安顾问国民也在预录视频中向蔡英文和台湾人民表示祝贺。史达伟说，台湾的民主已证明是印太地区和世界的模范，台湾在新冠疫情中提出的早期警示已让世界欠台湾一份情，美国会持续倡议让台湾的声音能在国际组织中被听见。国民则是全程以中文发表了将近三分钟的贺词，除了对蔡英文表达祝贺，他也表示美国会通过与台湾合作来体现双方的共同利益和价值观。三位特朗普高官对蔡英文的高调祝贺引来中国政府强烈谴责，北京当局称台湾是其一部分，美方的做法是在干涉中国内政，中方将对美方采取必要的应对措施。不过分析人士说，在中国对台湾不停歇的施压下，华盛顿必须让他对台湾的支持更显而易见，同时也借此告诉北京，美国与台湾的关系不受北京控制。全球台湾研究中心执行主任萧良奇告诉美国之音，北京的强烈反应原来就在预期中，但尽管如此，美国依然发出支持台湾的强烈政治信号，这个信号也是要告诉北京，虽然美国仍然遵守他的一个中国政策，但华盛顿不会允许北京支配他如何与一个民主盟友，也是美国重要安全伙伴的关系。美国普林斯顿大学政治学与国际关系教授范亚伦也认为，台湾在新冠疫情中的表现已经改变许多国家对台湾的看法，未来不仅是美台关系会继续增强，可能支持台湾的国家还会更多。
I think the key question is perhaps not so much about the U.S.-Taiwan relationship, but the extent to which what's happened will increase sympathy and support for Taiwan among other countries, including some countries in Europe that might have previously distanced themselves from Taiwan for fear of offending the PRC. So I think in the end, this is the outcome of all this is going to strengthen Taiwan's position. There are limits.Chinese can still effectively block Taiwan's entry into the WHO, but Taiwan comes out looking very good, and the mainland does not.
前美国副总统千尼的副国家安全顾问叶望辉说，特朗普政府三位高官对蔡英文的祝贺主要是恭喜台湾的选民，但非常重要的也是希望中国的所有公民能够看到美国对民主的尊重。对于蔡英文第二任开始，两岸之间是否能够对话，叶望辉说，这并非蔡英文自己可以决定。
那蔡总统他第二个任期开始，很多人会感觉到，这个两岸关系会走什么方向，他能不能跟北京有对话？但是这个不是他一个人能够选择，就是对方要选择，所以。北京我觉得这次的反应就表示说他们好像没有准备好跟自由民主的社会和平共处。
在新冠疫情下，台湾政府没有从国外邀请宾客参加这次就职仪式，许多国际政要都以预录视频表达祝贺。蔡英文在就职演说中重申以和平、对等、民主对话的原则来对待中国的立场，并强调台湾不会接受北京当局以一国两制来矮化台湾及破坏台海现状。 他说，两岸关系正处于历史转折点，双方都有责任谋求长远相处之道，以避免对立与分歧扩大。美国之音记者钟晨芳、钟瑞哲的报道。
美国总统特朗普星期四前往密西根州，这是他本月第三次访问一个竞选战场州，他希望在11月大选前争取选民对他的支持。
特朗普总统在密西根州参观已经改为生产呼吸机的福特汽车厂时，强调了他重新开放经济的信息。
The beating heart of the American auto industry is back open for business. That started right away, didn't it? Starts right now.
这次行程的另一个目标是增加这一竞选战场州选民的支持。特朗普在2016年以微弱多数赢得了密西根州。不过这个目标充满争议，因为特朗普最近和这个人发生了冲突，他就是民主党籍州长格雷琴·惠特莫。特朗普曾显示出他对民众抗议惠特莫州长的居家令表示支持。特朗普的密西根之行还因最近该州两座大坝溃堤引发洪水而被分散了注意力。
This was ill-timed. Maybe for Trump supporters there is no ill-timed visit.But I don't think it will help Trump with any of the independent voters, or the in-between voters that he needs to support him if he's going to win re-election.
特朗普本月还前往了另外两个战场州，即亚利桑那和宾夕法尼亚，也是着眼于连任竞选。
N1H1, who says that? Sleepy Joe Biden. Remember, you said the N1H1. I said, isn't it the other way around? God bless.
这些针对新冠疫情的活动伴随的是特朗普集会的配乐，而竞选集会自三月以来已经暂停，他的支持率没有得到这些集会的帮助，而是保持在疫情之前的40%。
The people who like the job he was doing before think he's doing a great job with COVID-19, and the people who disliked what he was doing before think he's done a horrible job with COVID-19.Evaluations of the president's performance on the pandemic are viewed through pre-existing lenses that have been baked in about this president ever since he took office.
特朗普访问中的另一个话题是他一直不戴口罩。
Well, I did wear. I had one on before. I wore one in this back area, but I didn't want to give the press the pleasure of seeing it.
美国之音维达库斯瓦拉，华盛顿报道。
加州是全美新冠疫情最为严重的州之一，不过目前疫情已经处在消减阶段，卫生官员已经同意重新开放经济。
上个星期整个加州的新增病例比前一个星期有所下降，从原来的13000多下降到12229。由于测试大量增加，这样的减退很有指标意义，全加州的住院率也比六星期前的高峰期减少了15%。与此同时，户外活动和商业活动都明显增加。过去这个周末，记者看到通往洛杉矶以东风景区大熊湖的交通很是繁忙，出入景区的道路车水马龙，完全感受不到抗疫期间的冷清。在景区游人不少，也并非所有人都佩戴口罩。同样在周末，洛杉矶公共卫生官员检查了1600家开店营业的商店，发现有1000家出现违反新冠病毒相关规定的现象。但是本星期早些时候，洛杉矶县卫生官员芭芭拉·费拉尔博士仍然宣布允许开放零售店，以及给低风险零售店供货的生产商和物流商。此外，所有公共网球场、射击场、马场和自行车公园等都可以开放，但是篮球场和排球场继续关闭。与此同时，洛杉矶市长加塞提也宣布允许洗车行和宠物美容店等在遵守县政府规定的情况下营业，不过顾客不得进入商店。此外，加州和地区的纾困行动继续增加，洛杉矶县给部分无行政管辖的社区居民发放每月$1000的房租补贴，维持3个月。加州州政府则为领不到联邦补助的无证移民提供$1.25亿的纾困计划，每人$500，一个家庭$1000。这个举动获得这个群体的热烈反响，他们表示可以用来支付电话账单和电气费等基本开销。据称，这笔钱有7500万美元来自州政府，5000万美元来自私人捐赠。 以上是美国之音记者宇宙从洛杉矶为你所做的报道。
养老院的老人们是新冠疫情里最脆弱的群体之一。陈佳敏在纽约的一所养老院里工作，他向美国之音记者们讲述了在这个特殊时期纽约养老院里华裔老人们的日常生活。
陈佳敏是一名言语治疗师，他在纽约的一家养老院帮助老人患者改善讲话和吞咽功能。在他工作的养老院中，大多是80岁以上的老人住户，他们生活无法自理，有的患有阿尔兹海默症，有的中风。自3月12日起，为抑制疫情的扩散，纽约州禁止访客进入养老院。陈佳敏说，疫情之前，老人们在很多的公共空间的集体活动，比如唱卡拉 OK、 做美甲等等，现在只能待在自己的房间里面活动。
For Chinese patients, they bring the Chinese newspaper. They do fun things like coloring, the beads, card games.
没有访客也让不少老人失去了期盼。
A lot of the Chinese patients don't like to eat the food in the nursing home. So like their family will bring in congee, Chinese bakery buns in. Well, now you can't get that anymore. The bakery is closed and the family's not coming in. And then they have a lot of questions to ask too because they don't know what's going on. Can I go home yet? Where's my son?
陈佳敏说，他可以感受到老人情绪的变化，尤其是华裔老人，亲人们无法探视，加重了孤独感。
Most of the staff don't speak Chinese. So the only time that they see a Chinese, you know, other person is me or some of the other Chinese staff. And you could see it when you say to them, Papa, 조선아, all of a sudden, oh, their eyes light up.
陈佳敏说，在这个非常时期，和家人通话有益老人的身心健康。
I had a patient, he didn't look too good. He wasn't really responding. They put his son on FaceTime the other day. The next time I saw him, he was awake.
养老院在此次疫情中受到了很大的影响。根据纽约州卫生署的数据，截至5月20日，在纽约的养老院或长期护理机构内，死于或疑似死于新冠病毒感染的人数超过5800例。这也给陈佳敏的工作带来了很多压力，高强度的每一天让他身心疲惫。
There's such a shortage of staff. Like if I were to take off, they can't find somebody to cover me.
每当回到家，房间门口总会有母亲做好的营养晚餐在等着她。
I get room service now. My mom says I work hard all day, so a lot of soup.
为了让父母安心，陈佳敏对消毒程序格外小心，并在房间里自我隔离。如果她必须去家里的其他区域，她会戴上 N95 口罩。
My mom and dad are in their 60s. I'm not taking the chance. I chose this career path. All they did was support me in my career path. I don't want to, if I get sick because of my job, it's because it was my choice. But I would feel horrible if something happened to them because I brought something home.
美国之音记者九岛，纽约报道。
会的明星和野原基金会的董事，该基金会自从新冠疫情爆发以来，已经分发了数百万美元。布莱恩还亲自上阵，用歌声向一线的抗疫人员们表达自己的感谢。来看报道。
I'm a nurse from Alabama, an ER nurse who came up here to travel. I'm here for 13 weeks. I work at Metropolitan in East Harlem. For every night at 7 o'clock.All the cheers go up for everybody on the front lines, and a gentleman comes out here to the balcony and he sings, and he's got the most beautiful voice.
I've been out here about 5 nights.
I've come out about at least a dozen times, if not more.
I am Brian Stokes Mitchell. We are here on the Upper West Side of Manhattan. The idea to start singing on the balcony was kind of spontaneous. I had been suffering with COVID for a couple of weeks, and it actually had moved into my lungs. And one of the things that I did to exercise my lungs was to sing. And it got to the point finally where I could sing without coughing. And that was the night that I actually, when I was at the window, because I went there every night anyway to applaud all of the healthcare workers and the essential workers here. And I thought, you know what, I'm going to sing a song this time. So I broke out into the impossible dream, and that's kind of how it started. The Impossible Dream is a bit of a signature song for me because I played Don Quixote on Broadway. It started to attract a crowd down on the street now. I'm not there to sing for them. I'm there singing in thanks to all the essential workers, the bus drivers, the MTA workers, the ambulance drivers, the NYPD, the fire department.
I live right upstairs and have been listening to Brian Stokes Mitchell for the last couple of weeks. It's been very inspirational, and the crowds out here, sort of meaningful that he himself had gone through that and was really giving back to the community.
People feel just a little bit better for that 1 or 2 minutes. And just inspired, like, you know, we're going to get through this.
But I want to say thank you to all of you for showing up. Thank you to the NYPD and to the officers, to our fire department, to our MTA, to the delivery people, to all of the people, the EMS workers that are keeping New York City going. And I hope that everybody continues to clap and cheer for everybody that's working so hard right now at 7 o'clock every night. Thank you, everybody. Stay safe. Keep loving one another.
And the world will be better for this. That one man scorned and covered with scars still strove with his last ounce of courage to reach the unreachable. And I'll do a big note for everybody standing here. Stars! Thank you all. Thank you all. You are so welcome. Thank you for listening.
好的，以上就是今天节目的全部内容，感谢您的收看。 肯尼迪中心目前处于关闭的状态，不过国家交响乐团和国家歌剧院还在进行线上的表演。节目的最后，我们一起去看看他们精彩的演出。